Glad to be along with you on another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, and Merry Christmas from both of us. And, of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wishes you a happy holiday season. And when you're sitting down to plan your vacation, check out visitvalentine.com. Next year's trip down the scenic Niobrara River, or a camping trip to Merritt Reservoir, maybe a hunting trip sometime during the year. Check it all out, visitvalentine.com.
And season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West.
And you ready to dive into the tri-state livestock?
I am indeed. Ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling. They read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life. Remember, that makes a great Christmas gift as well. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
This is something about chocolate. Chocolate sings. One day, I had a date for lunch with friends. May, a little old blue-haired, about 80 years old, came along with them. All in all, kind of a pleasant bunch. When the menus were presented, we ordered salads, sandwiches, and soups, except for May, who said, "Ice cream, please, 2 scoops, chocolate." I wasn't sure my ears heard right, and the others were aghast, along with heated apple pie, May added, completely unabashed. We tried to act quite nonchalant, as if people did this all the time. But when your orders were brought out, I didn't enjoy mine. I couldn't take my eyes off May as her pie a la mode went down. The other lady showed dismay. They ate their lunches silently and frowned. The next time I went out to eat, I called and invited May. I lunched on white meat tuna. She ordered a parfait. I smiled. She asked if it amused me. I said, yes, you do. But also, you confuse me. How come you order rich desserts? Why, I feel that I must be sensible. She laughed and said, with wanton mirth, "I'm tasting all that's possible. I try to eat the food I need and do the things I should. But life's so short, my friend, I hate missing out on something good." This year, I realized how old I was, and she grinned. "I haven't been this old before. So before I die, I've got to try those things that for years I've ignored. I haven't smelled all the flowers yet. There are too many books I haven't read. There's more fudge sundaes to wolf down and kites to be flown overhead. There are many malls that I haven't shopped, and I've not laughed at all the jokes. I've missed a lot of Broadway hits and potato chips and Cokes. I want to wade again in water and feel ocean spray on my face. I want to sit in the country church once more and thank God for His grace. I want peanut butter every day spread on my morning toast. I want untimed long-distance calls to the folks I love the most. I haven't cried at all the movies yet or walked in the morning rain. I need to feel the wind in my hair. I want to fall in love again. So if I choose to have dessert instead of having dinner, then should I die before nightfall? I'd say that I died a winner because I missed out on nothing. I filled my heart's desire. I had that final chocolate mousse before my life expired. With that, I called the waitress over. I've changed my mind, I said. I want what she's having. Only add some more whipped cream. It's called Chocolate Sings, author unknown.
I like that one. The holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas! Happy holidays from Lynn, Rick, and staff. Here's a couple of funnies, Mike. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. If toast always lands butter side down and cats always land on their feet, what happens if you strap toast on the back of a cat?
It's a battle to the death.
The first piece of luggage on the carousel never belongs to anyone.
It just goes around and around. It's a decoy.
It is. It is. If God had intended us to fly, He would have made it easier to get to the airport.
I kind of relate to that.
Yeah. I have kleptomania, but when it gets bad, I take something for it.
Kind of soothes it right over.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We better throw a Santa Claus one in there.
All right.
How much did Santa's sleigh cost?
$22.97.
Oh, it was on the house.
Oh, you did the one like that before.
That's the fun of the good stuff. Some of it's new and some of it's old. One more. What nationality is Santa Claus?
I believe that he's North Polish.
Oh, you're peeking over my shoulder.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.